Ipswich volleyball coach Stacey Sonke is with us. Stacey, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tonight, Monday night, you guys have just defeated Beverly 3-0, picking up your 12th win of the year. That's an out-of-conference win, 10-0 in the Cape Ann League. But, Stacey, tell us about this match, and then we'll get into a little bit more about the team for sure.
Yeah, this match is always fun for us. A lot of my kids know the girls from Beverly. They play club volleyball with them. So there's always a lot of, build-up and hype that comes around us playing Beverly. And they're always kind of gritty. They have some big swingers at the net. So it was really fun for us today. My kids played really well.
You got a 3-0 win. I've got the sets as well, that information. Now, tell me more about the season, a bit or two, about a couple of big matches this year for you guys during the season.
Yeah, so our one loss this year was actually to non-league Beverly, or Peabody, excuse me. And that was a really good match for our kids just to learn how to battle. Peabody is a team that doesn't let the ball touch the floor. They find a way to put the ball on our side of the court to make us work really hard. And so that was really good for the kids to learn how to battle super early in the season. So I would say that was probably one of our big matches. And then one of our other big matches would have been Linfield. So Linfield came to us last week. And we ended up beating them in 3-0, but it was super, super close all the way through. They have a really big outside hitter, and we were able to hold her to almost half of the amount of kills that she gets in a normal match. So I would say those are probably our two biggest matches of the year so far.
I want to get into having you talk about some of your players, but before I do that, the power rankings, did I see you guys like at number 4 in your division? Does that sound about right? Whatever that means at this point, right?
Yeah, so I believe for most of the season, we've been bouncing between 1 and 2 in the power rankings in Division 4. It's been between us and Nipmuc with Linfield sitting at number 4.
I got you. Okay, very good. I stand corrected, okay, as I often am. So, Stacey, tell me about some of your players and the roles that they play on Ipswich Volleyball here in 2022.
Yeah, so it's really great. I have quite a few returners coming back from our 2021 championship team. One player in particular is outside hitter Grace Sorensen. She's a senior captain for me this year, and she's just a great all-around player. She passes well, she serves well, and she hits the ball really well, too, which is always nice. And her energy just overall on the court is super, super helpful to us. Another one of our players that's super key for us is another one of my captains, Rachel Oliva. She comes on and off the court. She brings a ton of energy with her when she steps on. Another senior who just kind of unites the team, especially when we find ourselves in a hole mentally and energy-wise. And I have an incoming or current sophomore, excuse me, so rising varsity star here. She is doing a really great job in the middle for us. She has one of our highest hitting percentages on the team. I don't have that stat on me right now, but her name is Addison Pillis. And so she's huge at the net for us, both offensively and defensively.
All right. And any other players you want to mention? I mean, certainly you can mention a few others if you want to. We've got people coming in off the bench or whatever,
Yeah, I mean, I could honestly probably say something great about all 14 kids I have on my roster. As many coaches will tell you, it takes more than just that starting lineup to make a good team and make a winning team. So. But other key players would be my libero, Carolyn Bailey, who does a really good job at helping us set up our aggressive offense, to my setters, Kendra Brown, who's a senior, and Tess O'Flynn, who's a junior, both of which also ran my offense last year. One of my other outside hitters is Ella Stein, who's been doing a great job both in the back row and on the front line, getting some smart kills for us. So I could probably go on and on about this team. They're great. They're great kids. They're smart kids, and they love the game of volleyball.
And so tonight was senior night. So coming up fast, huh? The conclusion of the regular season.
Yeah, we got about 2 weeks left, including the rest of this week, with regular season play wrapping up on October 28th.
Tell me about the rest of the schedule. Is there any big games or non-league games you have scheduled in that final week or two?
Yeah, so we have about 3 more, I believe, conference games left or league games left, and our biggest match is actually our last regular season match of the year is going to be against Marblehead. So we're traveling to Marblehead. Last year, I want to say we went 5 with them, and they got a couple big players as well. So that should be a fun match.
Well, Stacey, anything else to share with us about Ipswich volleyball here this fall?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little biased, but I would say we play some good, fun volleyball. Our Tiger Den and our community here at Ipswich has been really, really great at kind of keeping our good environment, a good energy here in our home gym. And the kids love it. And we play fast, we play aggressive, and we truly are defining how we want to be this year. And I couldn't be more proud of this team and where we're going.
And I want to give a little shout out to your AD Tom Gallagher for tweeting out these set scores tonight, because as I came back in knowing that I'd be talking to you, I wanted to keep up on top of this match tonight against Beverly, and he did a great job. So
yes, I love our athletic department. He was bouncing between boys soccer and our game to make sure everybody was updated. So couldn't be more thankful to have a team like that behind us.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Stacey, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and of course, congratulations to the players and so on over there at Ipswich Volleyball. And that's Stacey Sankey, their coach. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO Newsports.com.